Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Happy Wednesday! Back. Your favourite girls are back in the podcasting studio.
Back in the business.
Back in your ear holes.
Back in your ears. Do you wear headphones? Do you wear big... What's your preference? AirPods? A wire headphone? Or a big headphone? Now, or do you play it out loud?
I like different headphones for different things. So when I'm walking, when I walk to the gym, yep. I've got about a 30-minute walk there, 30-minute walk back. In that time frame, I want my large, over ears, big, like
noise cancelling
headphones on. And if I wore them, I go to a gym class where I don't need headphones. But if I was going to work out with music, I'd put those
100%.
On. 100%. Because it's like no one talks to me. I've got my headphones
the
on.
The only thing with
I'm
those
sound. What's it called?
Soundproofed.
No.
Sound blocking the doubt.
Yeah, sound silence thing.
It's noise cancelling. But the only thing with that, when you're walking the streets, it's very dangerous.
Crossing roads, you can just jump and it takes off the noise cancelling.
Crossing roads and just general awareness.
Gotta have your wits about you.
It's like when you wear a cap. I feel like when I wear a cap,
your peripheral
my peripheral vision.
And
crossing roads and just having my wits about me on the streets.
Very good point, Chinsia.
Is completely loaded. Especially if I've got a cap. Imagine having a cap on.
Headphones.
Sunglasses.
I was going to say that.
And noise-cancelling headphones. I'd have no idea where I was. It's very...
You lose all bearings.
Lose all bearings. It's very hard. Because you know when you have to look around when you've got a cap on and sunglasses and headphones? You've got to look all the way around.
It's almost like when you drive in a hat or sunglasses. It's the same thing.
Is it the
same
thing?
You feel like, oh my God, I can't see what I'm doing.
See, I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
and then I like wire headphones. I prefer wires to AirPods, I think.
100%. The AirPods.
I like having the microphone right there if someone calls me.
Same.
I like the wire.
Because you know what the one downfall is of the AirPods Max? Is that what they're called? The big ones?
Yes.
You cannot speak on the phone with them in. Because
Didn't know that when I bought them.
Right, because there's no headphones. So you'll be, you know, walking on your treadmill. You're listening to your stuff. Then you get a call. You're thinking, oh. I'll answer this.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? And you're like, hello?
Can't hear you.
And they can't hear you because you've got your headphones on.
Yeah.
Which is a load of bullshit, I think.
Load of bullshit.
They should have fixed that. Because you can speak on the phone with your AirPods in.
You can.
So why can't you with the AirPod Max?
I don't know.
But yeah, I like the why because you can bring it to your mouth.
Hello, you're all right. Had a good day. What have you been up to?
Yeah, and you can almost speak a bit more quieter because you know where the,
microphone
sound's
going. Yeah.
Anyway,
all that headphone.
So let us know what device you're listening to.
What headphone you're using?
Or are we on a speaker?
Are we on a Sonos? Boom,
boom, boom.
Surround sound. Bow.
Are we coming out? Yeah, all the different corners of the
walls. Because people have got speakers in the ceilings. Yeah, you know, we're coming out the ceilings right now. What's happening?
Of course, that would be real experience.
Or are we just in the car radio near the car?
Yeah,
that's what I picture.
In the car. That's what I picture. I picture.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Wow, the surround sound would really be
transform
special.
Things.
Yeah.
We get a bit of background music.
Yeah.
Yeah, really lovely, that would. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
All right, happy Wednesday, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in again.
We've got a fabulous question of the
week.
It's like we have someone working on the team coming up with all these questions of the week with the bangers we are just dropping on this podcast.
But we don't.
Question of the week.
It's our two brains
it's all
that gets
from
us
our
through.
Brains, these question of the week.
So, question of the week is, have you ever had the, hey girl, coming to you as a woman, if I was you, I'd want to know, message.
DM, specifically. I feel like it generally comes from the DMs.
From the DMs. Because that's how you find someone.
Because also it's very rarely someone you know.
Yes.
Sometimes it is.
We've got Lord Almighty, yes.
Lord Almighty.
Or we've got, oh my God, no.
Praise Jesus.
What's your prediction? Have you ever had a message like this?
No.
Me neither.
Not that I check my DMs, though.
I do.
Sophia checks her DMs. And I feel like also, if anyone had anything to say to me, they'd probably send it to Sophia as well.
True.
That's my
just making sure she's aware of this. Yeah, very true.
Just, but I've sent Chintzy this message a week ago. Just want to pass it on to you just in case she's missed it.
Yeah.
And I feel like then I get the message eventually. But no. Okay, what's the prediction on the poll? I'd say maybe only like 40% of people have received the text.
So we've got actually 78% are saying no, I've never received that.
Right, so
thank
God. Thank the Lord. It's quite
22% have said Lord Almighty. Yes, I have.
Lord Jesus
Christ. So I'm going to read some of your responses.
Jeez.
It's a really, you know, if you just saw that in your inbox, like, hey girl, you if can I just was you, I'd want it, I'd be like,
feel
oh,
your stomach drop. Yeah. Into your arsehole.
Do you know what? I actually feel like maybe I have received something like this, but I'm talking when we were like 18, 19. And it'd be like, oh, your boyfriend was out last night. I saw him in the club. And I was kind of like,
weird.
Cool. Yeah. So I feel like maybe also, a couple years ago, unless, but I didn't take it that seriously.
Unless you're,
there wasn't an accusation there. It was more just like, I saw him out.
Right. So it's like, unless you're approaching me
I need
with
evidence.
Facts of wrongdoing. I also know he was in the club. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Because I know this, one of our friends told us that her friend received a DM being like, hey
so
girl,
scary.
You know, your boyfriend's been cheating on you with me, blah, 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 blah. But it was basically all like,
false.
It was a lie. It was all false. Like she tried to pinpoint, she saw like when he went on holiday and she tried to pinpoint all these dates to like build this story.
From what she'd seen on stories. So be like, yeah, well, he was in Dubai and I was there at that time as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you weren't there.
Yeah.
And like, try to fabricate
try to
this.
Build this whole story and like ruin her like life. Literally. And she had kids with him as well.
Very scary.
But it was good because she was like, she knew. She was like, well, I was actually in Dubai. She didn't post it. So she knew that
it... lining up with...
The facts weren't lining up, but it was like, God, someone just actually
but she
tried
sure
to
did
just...
try.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got, yes, and it hurts. He came to visit me for the weekend and uni and was matching people in my city on Tinder.
Ew.
Had two girls message me with my current boyfriend. They had seen him back on Tinder.
Just
all sorted
back on
now,
Tinder.
But the worst message to receive. Oh my God. She's put no, but I should be sending it to someone. My best friend of 5 years came on to me and we hooked up. I've never met his girlfriend, but it's the worst experience of my life. Also bad because it made me realise I'm in love with him.
Oh,
that's a whole dilemma. We can't get into that now. So, no, but I've been on holidays before and my friend met a guy who was with him all holiday. And then his girlfriend found me and text asking if the two of them had been getting together. We had no clue about her and my friend had to text her to tell her everything that had been happening.
And you know what the worst part about that is? It's that all his friends were just...
aware
and watching on as if like nothing, you know, and the poor girlfriend back at home.
Yeah,
it's the friends for me.
Yeah, because I do think there are a lot of groups out there where the guys would actually call them out.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like I've heard of instances like that where boys have actually like ditched a boy from the group because he cheated on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So there are good people out there, but yeah, it's really shitty when the mates are like, oh yeah,
well
blah,
well
blah, blah.
Yeah, because they're all going out because like if it was like one of my girlfriends, I'd be like, well, I'm uncomfortable
I'm
going
out
cheat
on
with
your boyfriend,
you snogging with Brian when Matt's at home.
Yeah.
And if you don't tell him now, I'm going to fucking call him up because he deserves to know. You know how close I am with Matt.
You know how long me and Matt go back.
And he was going to propose to you. Yeah, he was going to propose to you at the end of the year. And you've just fucked that.
So I was with my ex for 2 years. Everything was amazing. I went traveling to Thailand with my friend. Oh, and when I came back, I got the, hey, hun, do you know, blah, blah, blah.
So why is it when you always go away?
I replied, yes, why? Turns out he'd been seeing this girl for months, met all of her family, stayed over at her house, and even spoke about relationships.
Oh, while you were traveling, hey? The fuck?
My God.
The fuck?
No, but I found a pic of my boyfriend on holiday having sex with another girl in his group chat.
Ew, so...
Oh my God.
Friends taking a picture of this moment.
Why are you documenting that? The poor girl. You can't do that.
No, that's not okay.
It's
disgusting.
That is illegal, is it
it's
not?
It's disgusting.
A girl that I was supposed to be really good friends with tells me that when me and my ex were together, they would always flirt with each other on nights out. And when I would go to the toilet, they almost got with each other multiple times. But she was the one that told me.
Oh, so she was carrying the guilt around with her. She couldn't quite carry it anymore, even though she was out doing it every single night before.
This girl said, yes, but not in the way that you think. A girl messaged me to tell me that the guy I was dating was actually 3 years younger than he said he was. But I fucking died.
That is fucking scary.
Wow.
Lying about age is bizarre.
This is what someone said. Look, this is why you need to post your man and tag him. They come flooding in.
Absolutely.
make them known. Expose them. Wow.
Absolutely. Oh, this guy, 3 years ago, he actually...
Did you know, babe? Just letting you know,
just
babe.
Just letting you
actually,
know. Baby.
Okay, so this links to our first dilemma, so we're going to dive straight in, ladies and gentlemen. And this one is actually tough.
So. It's linked.
Okay, so subject, Tinder.
Tinder.
Girls, to give you some background, I have been with my boyfriend for nearly 2 years,
and
we are buying a house together at the moment. I love this boy with all my heart, and I know that he cares about me and wants to be with me. He's never put a foot wrong, and we don't argue. However, I am currently on holiday with my family.
This is current.
For a few days, and I've just got an Insta DM from a girl that I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
My heart dropped when I could see the start of the message saying, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
It's always hey, girl.
Just thought I'd reach out. Because I've got something I need to
girl to girl,
to you.
Woman to woman.
And if it was
me, I'd
want
to know.
I'd want someone to reach out to me.
I opened the message and it said, hey girl, don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I thought you might want to see this.
Shit.
The panic.
It's always a bit, don't want to, yeah, sorry to ruin your day, yeah, but.
Thing is, I feel like you can't send that message without sounding patronizing. It's inevitable. Like you just,
you have to sign it.
You just got
to
say it.
Yeah.
So she then goes on to send me videos of my boyfriend's messages with her on Tinder.
Videos. The evidence is clear.
The messages included him asking her to go for dinner that same night, almost after, amongst other flirty chat.
Oh, God.
She added that once she confronted him on Tinder about having a girlfriend, he then removed her and blocked her on Insta.
Of course.
She also sent me a pic showing that he'd blocked her on Instagram.
Right.
She's bringing you all the... This is what I like to see. A girl coming with her receipts in the bank.
Because he shat himself.
She's going exhibit A, exhibit B.
I've got videos, I've got pictures. Also, he thought he was moving so smooth on Tinder. Mm. Yeah. All you've got to do is go check your social media.
Mm.
And it'll be very clear to me that you've got a girlfriend. And then she's calling you out.
This might not be what it seems.
Right.
So, of course, I immediately screenshot the conversation and sent it to my boyfriend. Yeah. I couldn't believe it and felt so gutted.
Straight to the source.
He immediately denied it and promised me that it wasn't him. He then showed me screenshots of his boys' group chat asking if any of them had done it. And it turns out that apparently one of the boys made the account as a laugh when he was at the pub and still had access to his Instagram account after a boys' holiday in Marbella.
So this friend...
You have to link your Instagram to Tinder, I believe. You can't just go for a Tinder
account. So this friend has stepped forward and said,
It was me.
I did it as a laugh. For what?
He phoned me as well just to reaffirm that he wouldn't do that.
Right.
And if he did do something like this, he isn't that stupid to give a girl his Insta handle.
Right.
It looks so suspicious though from my end, as I've gone on holiday and this happens. From the screenshots, the fake account had 7 photos of my boyfriend and the location marker was correct. I mean, why would you bother putting 7 photos on for a fake account?
Right.
Seems a bit strange.
The friend.
I'm just finding it hard to get this out of my head now. Mm. I keep questioning why his friends would do it when they know he's in a serious relationship.
It's fucking rude.
One of the photos they used was a photo of us and they cropped me out of it. I've told my boyfriend that I trust him and believe him, but it's so hard when all the evidence is stacked up against him and I don't want to buy a house with someone that's on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like, your relationship's about to get really serious.
This is fishy, fishy behaviour.
The girl that sent the photos and video called me. Oh, my God. The girl that sent the photos and videos called me.
Yeah.
And said, I'm stupid if I don't think it's him, as you can't make a fake account, she said. I'm probably 70-30 at the moment towards believing it was his friend's thought.
Shit. No, this...
This is hard.
Listen.
This is tough.
My initial thoughts
is... Let's put you in this situation.
Oh,
what you saying?
So my initial thought is that 100% it was him. He popped his 7 pics on there. He linked his Insta because he's stupid, even though he's saying, I'm not stupid, I'd never do that. And then has been caught out with receipts and has gone straight to his friends.
Cover for me.
It's a very easy lie.
It's
a very easy, like, that would probably come straight to my head. Oh, Sophia made
just
the Tinder.
Just say it was you.
You know, if it was me caught in this Tinder scandal, oh, Sophia made the account for me. She was just having some fun when we were drunk.
Mm. It's very easy.
It's a very easy scapegoat.
It's a pretty foolproof lie, actually.
Or, oh, Lydia, my sister made the account. We're just having some fun.
Mm.
It's a very easy...
It was
easy...
a dare. We were playing a drinking game.
We were trying... Yeah, truth or dare.
We all made one.
And it was a dare. I'm so sorry.
I don't even have the app on my phone.
It's very easy to get yourself out of that one with that.
It is.
And like you said, with the 7 images, that's such a very good observation. If you're just making a fake account, maybe put in 1 or 2.
Especially, like, not to generalise, but if, like, a boy is doing it at the pub, trying to wind his mate up.
It would be a bit more sloppy.
Three?
Yeah.
A bit sloppier?
It'd be a sloppier.
We wouldn't be tagging exact locations, would we?
No. No.
I don't know. I think if this were me, I'd obviously be very inclined to believe your boyfriend.
Yeah, because
you
so
want
easy.
Your happy ending
it's
and like
so
you're in a happy relationship. He's never done anything else wrong. Like you want to believe him because you don't want this to be true.
And also it's so easy when your boyfriend is like, oh, that's obviously a load of bollocks. Obviously that was Sam, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, don't believe that we were
just
having
really
some fun.
It's really hard actually.
It's very easy
it's
to
really
believe
difficult,
him.
It's difficult because you actually like, you don't know who to believe and you don't know what the truth
it's
is.
It's just like his
it's
word.
It's literally someone's word exactly.
Against her word and there's no actual... I mean, can you speak to this friend that he's claiming it was?
But what's he going to be like? Yeah, it was me.
Whoa,
he's going to back his mate.
No, but then I feel like you might be able to read some cues, read his body language. I don't know. I feel like just to get some more idea. Just like, okay, well, can I just talk to Matt? Because, you know, that girl called me. She did tell me I'd be an idiot to not believe it. And I'm really, I don't know.
Mm.
And then...
I feel like... Look, this is your relationship.
It's very
you know
hard.
The guy that you're with. You've been with him for 2 years. I feel like
what's
there must be
gut?
Something in your gut telling you one way or another. Like, I feel like, because you know your boyfriend, you know who you're with. Like, you know the ins and outs, your daily conversations, you know the dynamic that you guys have. There must be something in you that's like, that's just a load of bullshit.
Also, like,
obviously, that's his mates. You obviously probably know his mates as well.
That's
you
what
know
I was about
what
to
the
say.
Kind of lads they are. Like, there must be something in you that's leaning more towards
something. Like, is this typical behavior
of this group?
Of the friendship group? Because if it is, you'd be like, of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course
you
was.
Fucking idiot.
That makes so much sense. You know? Or if it's like, oh, I don't feel like that was what you would do when you were with your friends at the pub. Like, it's a very weird and rude thing to do. Like, because if you're wanting to get, if there's a group of boys and they're thinking, oh, it'd be so fun, let's get on Tinder and just troll some people, you'd pick the single guy.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Why would you pick the guy who's about to buy a house with his girlfriend?
But also, like, it's one thing, like, let's say like this was a prank, right? Let's say I'm pranking you. It's right. like, oh, I'm gonna put right. since you're on Tinder, make her an account.
What a shit prank.
You've then actually like actively used the account
yeah.
to match with people, yeah. to have conversations with yeah. people. You've had his mates, whoever, has had conversations with this girl.
There is other conversations.
For him to think, yeah. oh my God, I'm gonna look at his Instagram, I'm gonna yeah. blah, blah, blah. Like it wasn't just like, they made the account and then they left it there and they forgot about it. It was being used and people were messaging on this account.
Because it's very bizarre.
Which is a lot for a prank, you know? Like, bizarre. It's a lot of effort. This boy yeah. probably got his own Tinder profile to be keeping yeah. up with.
Exactly, that's what I'm
Let
saying.
Let alone, like...
It's weird to hold a conversation with someone when you're not even that person on the account.
Yeah. You'd go on your own account.
Right, I think you need to say... Okay, can I meet up with your friend who you said made this account? Can he log into the account? I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see. Yeah. Because he'll be able to log in.
Yeah.
He will. If he's forgot his password, he can reset his fucking password.
Mm. Or even just say, like, give me the account. I want to log in. Give me the logins.
Yeah. Say, you I control, want.
Because then you can see how actively, you can see when it was created.
Yeah.
You can see all the messages.
You need to get into this account. Be like, oh, well, if it's such a... Just be like, oh, I want to see the account because it's so funny. I find it so funny.
Mm.
I'd love to have a look and see what was going on. And like, yeah.
That might answer some questions.
There's obviously nothing to hide. There's nothing to hide. So he should be like, absolutely, let's get Brian round. Mm. Let's have some fun and look at this Tinder profile because it's such fun.
Mm.
And it was such a prank and a fun joke.
Mm.
Like, but if he's like, no, why do you need to do that? Then you've got a problem because it's like, well, it's super chill. Like, I can see what's on this account.
Mm.
Right? I feel like that's the only way.
Proceed with caution, I think.
I think that's your only way of actually knowing whether it was his friends or it was him.
Because also, like, you know how he texts.
Exactly.
You know the words. You know his lingo and his, like, what he says.
And you can see the dates.
So you'll be able to tell if that's him or not in those text messages.
Figure out if his dates line up. Be like, okay, when was the account created?
Yeah.
By your friend.
At the pub.
You know, at the pub. And then see if it all matches up.
Because it'll be like, he was actually on holiday with his parents in Greece when that supposedly was.
Check him.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like in your gut, you know something's going on. Because you wouldn't have emailed in. Because like, if you just were like, yeah, absolutely, of course it was his mates.
It would be a done thing.
It would be a done thing.
Wouldn't be playing on your mind like that.
Right? So I feel like your gut and your intuition is telling you something's not quite right. Mm.
Get into the account.
But it's just getting to the
bottom
of it.
And that will answer the questions, I think.
Fuck. What a shitter. That's a real shit. Want that. Because also one more thing. It's not even funny. It's not even a funny joke.
I know.
Like, I've got a girlfriend on holiday
right
now.
Who I'm buying a house with.
Yeah, it's not
even a funny thing. You're obviously pretty mature people.
And if you're mature enough, you wouldn't have said it to the same location.
I know.
That we actually are in. You'd said it for at least another city.
I know.
It's not even funny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so we've got here in capitals, obsessed with my ex. This is very clear what we're about to read. Okay, I need some serious help. I was with my ex-boyfriend for 3 years, from the age of 18 to 21.
First love kind of relationship. First love it's kind sounding of, like.
God, been there, done that.
Mm.
It's now been 5 years.
Wow.
Of them together. Oh no, since they broke up. It's now been 5 years. I was with my ex-boyfriend for 3 years from the age of 18 to 21. It has now been 5 years. So she's 26.
She's 26.
Fuck. Okay. The breakup was my fault, as I just felt at the time we were completely different people and wanted different things. E.g., he didn't drink nor want to go out. However, I'm the complete opposite to that.
Okay.
We went our separate ways and the breakup was not pleasant. He very quickly met someone else who had a massive issue with me, of course.
Of course,
because you broke up with him.
Of course.
It's always a tough pill to swallow when you realise he never broke up with his ex.
Yeah, that's really tough to swallow. Yeah.
Because he'd still be with you. He'd still be with you if you didn't break his heart, and she fucking knows that. And that is shit.
That's really tough.
Oh yeah, she broke up with
She broke up with me. So you actually wanted to be with her.
And you're like,
right,
so you'd still be with her now? If she had broken up with you.
You can't deny it.
You can't deny it.
Shit.
It's a real tough one though.
That's tough.
Very mature to not bring that up.
I'll have to ask some questions when I get home. Right. Well, that's a relationship, babe. Who ended that?
Who ended it?
Oh, quickly.
So
So you still want to be with her then?
Did you cry over her? You fucking cried over her? That makes me feel sick.
That makes me want to
Everyone
vomit.
Picture right now your partner
crying,
sobbing tears over someone else that's not you, okay? And actually
begging
for another chance. Begging to keep this going. Just
I can't live without
you. Can't live without, please. All the years.
Oh my god,
that's the worst. That's honestly one of the worst thoughts in history. That's
terrible. Yeah,
and he's now telling you
that's like that thing on TikTok where it's like when your boyfriend says a funny joke but then you remember that he's helped another girl take off her underwear.
It's fucking disgusting. Makes me feel sick.
He's put it back in when it's
boys don't boys don't deserve a past. We need to find a pill that erases their
That'll
memory.
Ruin your day, won't it? That'll ruin your day.
We need, a pill that will erase all their memory of any other knowledge of any other female.
Wow.
Right.
Jeez.
Okay, so.
Let's get back on track.
Yeah. So, who had a massive issue with me? So, the new girlfriend's got an issue with the ex.
Yeah.
Go figure, right? Yeah. fast forward 5 years. Oh, shit me. And he is married to this girl.
Oh.
And also has a baby with her. Oh my God.
Wow. This
took a
turn.
He really dove straight in there. Got her pregnant, had the baby. I was single for 3 years and had a lot of time to heal. And so in the meanwhile, he was with this new girl having babies.
Of course, yeah.
While you were doing all your healing and discovering yourself and growing. And since then, I have been with two different people. Currently in a relationship now. Oh. However, from time to time, I find myself stalking his wife and looking back over old times.
Oh,
and I feel
God.
Like I am still not over it.
Fuck, that's tough, that is.
I will literally
this is
lay
5
awake,
years on, yeah.
I will literally lay awake for hours thinking about him in our past.
Fuck, that's really
This is a
tough.
Real heartbreaker.
So this is like me thinking about something when I was 19.
And thinking.
Keeping me up at night.
And thinking, I miss that. This is not right, what I'm in now. I miss him. But he's got a new life now and I can
he's
never.
He's a dad, he's a father.
He's a dad.
He's married.
I am happy in my new relationship and I have moved on with my life. But why am I still bothered about this?
Mm.
5 years later, I kind of feel that it was right person, wrong time. But if he was the right person, why is he now married with a child?
Mm.
This leaves me feeling like there is no way back. Well, yeah, because if he were to rekindle, you're a stepmother either way.
Right. Jesus.
And he's already fathered a child. You'll never have that beautiful moment again together. No, it would still be beautiful when you have a child together, but it won't be his first. He'll be like, oh, I've done this with Sarah.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, I remember when Sarah had that pain. It's just...
Braxton Hicks.
Oh, it's just Braxton Hicks. I know, Sarah had it real bad. Yeah.
Actually, Sarah's got a great pediatrician. We could probably get the number.
I mean, when Sarah was pregnant, she was craving cucumber. And you're like, you just shut the fuck up about Sarah for 1 minute. I mean, Sarah pushed it out in 2 pushes. And we're here 24 hours late and the baby's still not here. Should we call Sarah and ask for some advice?
Oh, right. I'm sure Sarah could babysit tonight.
Yeah, sure. Sarah could babysit while we go out.
Can you shut the fuck up about Sarah?
Right. Okay. But why is he now married with a child? Mm. This leaves me feeling that there is no way back. Mm. I never told him how I felt after we broke up because I didn't want to get in between them. Mm. And could never speak about her being involved. Never speak without her being involved.
Of course, yeah.
Right. Please can you advise me on what I can do to move on with my life and not hung up on my ex from 5 years ago?
Fuck.
And it's also not fair on my now boyfriend that I secretly feel this way.
Mm. Okay, I feel like a very like calming all round goes for anything in life piece of advice is that nothing that's meant for you will pass you by.
Beautiful. Wow. Love.
You know, poetic. So like everything that you're supposed to have, like you will have, like it just goes back to everything happening for a reason. Like something that's meant for you will not pass you by. So I think just taking that approach to life and thinking you can kind of take things in your stride a bit more, because it's like it obviously wasn't meant to be, or this is happening because X, Y, and Z. Like, just
don't
like
feel the pressure of
let life do its thing.
Yeah.
You just keep plodding along, and it's just like what will be will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's healthy for you to be checking his wife's social media and digging. And I get the temptation. And I get how easy that is to do because it's so accessible, like their life. Mm-hmm. You can see it if they're posting whatever.
You can see
that whatever.
If they're going on holiday,
yeah.
The anniversary meal they
but
had.
But it's just like, you have to think like, what are you gaining from this? Nothing. It's making you feel like shit. That's what's happening here.
Because what it
like,
is
you're not living, like this is your life. Like be selfish. You're not living for him or through them. Like don't spend your hours and your days and fill up your mind thinking about them. Like I think it's easier said than done, and it's something which I think you've got to kind of like mentally like train yourself to be like, no, switch that train of thought, don't do blah, 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 and just have peace that like what is meant for me won't pass me by. And if he was meant for me, we'd be together. Who knows, when you're 50 maybe you will be together. I don't know, but like
I think it's...
It wasn't meant to be that way because something better is coming for you and it's just not here
right,
yet.
I think it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So block them. Fuck it. Block them both so you're not tempted to check up.
Mm.
Then when you're not checking up on someone every day, you forget about them.
You do forget.
And it's as simple as that. And then I think...
You forget they exist.
Yeah. And if you're putting more energy into your now boyfriend, then I think the tables will shift a bit and you'll kind of appreciate what you've got instead of like comparing your new boyfriend to fucking Brian from 5 years
and
ago.
And also remember, like when you look back, you're almost looking back through like rose tinted glasses.
You broke up with him.
You did break
right?
up with him.
You
had 3 years with him. It wasn't all rainbows, and otherwise you'd still be together.
You said it was not a pleasant breakup. There were reasons. You know, I know you've done a lot of growing and whatever, but at the time it's what you wanted.
Mm.
That's something you've got to remind yourself as well. But like, it wasn't a mistake.
No.
Because at the time, you didn't want to be in that relationship anymore.
Because
also the outcome would have been very different if you stayed in that relationship when you were 21.
That you didn't want to be in.
That you didn't want to be in. Because then you're forcing yourself to stay in a relationship that you don't want to be in. And then it always ends in tears.
Yeah.
So.
You did the right thing.
Maybe you're just feeling like a baby or something. I don't know. Maybe you're feeling like there's this lack
I feel
in your
like
relationship.
Maybe, yeah, like you're not completely fulfilled in your current relationship.
Right.
And that is making you look back to old relationships
when you were super happy
and good times and you know when you're a bit younger and you had this boyfriend, and I think that's normal. And I think when your relationship's breaking down, you do think back to like, oh, when I had that boyfriend, this was, because you compare everyone and you think, is this right? Well, I don't know, when I was with this guy I felt like this, and when I was with him,
because you're trying to figure out if you should
stay
if this is
him.
A good relationship, and then you're thinking, well, I had a good relationship with Brian from 5 years ago, and oh, he looks super happy now with his wife Sarah, and they've got this baby, and it's like the comparing thing. So I'd say block them both. Don't think about him. He's over, look, he's got a child, he's married. At the end of the day, unless he gets divorced,
right,
which takes years anyway, and it probably won't happen for ages, if they do even get divorced, you got no chance there. So just block him, get rid,
and there
put
will
some more energy into your new relationship,
and
then just evaluate if this is even something you want to be in. And then
because I do think you've got to have peace knowing that there will come a time where you're like, thank God.
Yeah, 100%. Always.
I'm not with him. I'm not with him. Yeah. Thank God my life has led me to this bit.
This person. Yeah.
You will feel that at some point. And just because you're seeing Brian and it's like supposedly happily ever after and you're not quite there yet, that's probably what's the one thing
that hurts the most.
Yeah.
Also, like, you don't actually know what's going on in his life.
Right.
All you're seeing might is from social media.
Might not all be rainbows and sunshine.
And what we know from social media is people only post their highlight reel, okay? So, yes, he might have had a lovely dinner out with Sarah and the newborn, right? But you didn't see them have a fucking screaming match. You know what I mean? At the table.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's just
very
like...
very true. It's like Chintzy went on holiday and saw this couple at the beach club fighting.
Oh my God.
And then on their Insta stories, best holiday ever. And it's like, what?
Oh, but a happy anniversary, baby. The shit I saw between this couple at this Positano beach club was unfathomable. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. The fighting, the behaviour, the toxicness between the two of them. Found her on social media, of course I did. Love you so much, babe. Thank you for the best holiday ever. Off we go back to
New York. More memories with you.
More memories with you. Best holiday ever. And I couldn't believe it.
Right.
And
just
that,
shows you.
That alone showed me. I was like, fuck me. That's a really toxic relationship. But, you know, on
like
social
it.
Media, couple pics, smiling. Best holiday ever. Happy anniversary. Love you so much. And I witnessed a whole day of terror from the two of them.
Right.
Okay. So
it just goes to show, like.
So I would say just
take that with a pinch of salt.
Take what you're seeing on social media of the two of them. Yeah. With a grain of salt.
But also block. You don't need to see that.
You don't need to see it. And then focus on your own relationship.
Your own life.
I bet you it's better than you imagine it is right now, just because you're comparing it to your ex and his happy life. And then just
what's meant for you will always be yours,
you know. And
just remember that
you might get overwhelming feelings that you don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Fine, break up with him.
Yeah.
And then, like Soph said, you'll probably meet someone soon ish and be like, thank God I did.
And it will all just click together.
It will.
Like the puzzle will just like come together and you'll be like, ah, it all makes sense.
And this
now.
Feeling of like missing out and like lack in a relationship.
And you'll probably switch
go
to
away.
Feeling like, I'm so happy for him.
Exactly.
You'll feel happiness because you're happy. When you're happy, you can be like, I'm so happy for them.
Right.
Like you get those feelings because when you're happy, you want everyone to be happy, you know?
Right. I reckon it's just a little blip. Baby.
My boyfriend lied about my existence 6 months ago.
Rude.
And I've only found out now.
That's not acceptable.
I met my boyfriend 9 months ago and it was love at first sight. He came into my work, went on amazing dates, and I've never had any real bad time since. We've planned to go traveling, spend the rest of our lives together, and I've never been in love before. However, recently, when we were on holiday together, I had a dream he cheated.
I had a dream that we were in a fire last night.
What?
But I won't get into that.
Oh my God, say that. Jeez.
I know.
I
watched the
dream.
Building like collapse, like in my dream.
Our building?
Opposite. I watched it fall.
Oh my God.
Wasn't funny.
That's petrifying.
Yeah.
So, I had a dream he cheated. I found this so strange. So we were having an amazing time on holiday. But I went with my gut.
So we're... Oh, fuck off.
And decided to go on his phone.
Fuck off. Now we need to get some fire safety.
Wow, okay. So something subconsciously there obviously
has been
ticking away.
Really scary.
Because you've acted on this dream and thought, I'm going to check your phone.
That's literally like the universe
I have
sending
never
you a message.
Been through his phone before. I found that he had hidden a girl from viewing his stories.
Ew.
So I did some investigating into said girl.
Fuck
I'd noticed before
off.
That he likes all her photos on Insta, fuck which are very explicit. She's an underwear model. As I was investigating further on his phone, I found calls between them both
from
January. It's now August.
Fuck off.
Which were up to 2 hours long.
Fuck off.
Thank God for this dream.
Oh my fucking God.
This shows that the universe and there's someone's working up there to make sure
God.
We all know what's
going
on.
2 hours long? What are you doing on these calls?
I couldn't talk to anyone for 2 hours on the phone, I don't think. I've got nothing to say.
Jesus.
I also found explicit images of girls on his Snapchat, which have been saved.
To his Snapchat roll.
However, no messages or any other evidence of him and the girl talking were found. Okay. Could obviously been deleted.
So they were talking back in Jan, clearly.
I confronted him.
Absolutely.
He denied that he'd ever spoken to anyone behind my back.
What a liar.
He'd never had calls, etc., etc.
What a liar.
So I showed him the missed phone calls.
Here she goes.
He continued to say he couldn't remember.
Oh,
I cannot recall. I do not recall. And then backtrack to say he remembered talking to her, but has no idea why.
Fuck
oh, actually,
off.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember talking to her for 2 hours on the phone. Yeah, I don't know what
explain
it was about.
Explain why you've blocked her from seeing your stories then. Because you don't want to see that you've got a new girlfriend.
So I messaged her.
Here she goes.
Smart. I found out he told her he was single. And they exchanged explicit images together. Agreed. First of all, no one wants explicit images of guys. It's just not the same.
It's disgusting.
No one wants dick pics. Okay? Disgusting. No one wants it.
But also, he's cheating on you. And he's lying to you.
They agreed to plan holidays together and spoke on the phone at night for over 2 months.
And he said to you, oh, I'd never spoke to him on the phone. Oh, maybe I recall speaking to her once. Fuck right off, you liar.
Wait for this next bit. It gets worse.
I'm really angry.
I then did some digging into the time frame.
Here we go.
Fantastic detective work, by the way. Of the phone calls. It turns out that I was asleep in bed at his house.
Disgusting.
While he was on the phone to her. I just introduced him to my parents the same day. Oh my God.
The disrespect.
So angry.
The disrespect.
And the same day they'd phoned, and obviously this had continued for 2 months. Girls, what do I do? We had only been together for 3 months, okay. And we never actually made ourselves girlfriend and boyfriend, as he said he didn't believe in it.
Oh, fuck off,
bullshit.
You idiot.
And I was his girlfriend from the moment we met.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
I've built up a 6-month relationship since this happened, and it's so hard to break up with him when I know he loves me now, but I do not understand what made him do that back in January.
Listen.
For a bit of context, okay. I had pretty much moved into his house and was spending Christmas with his family, etc. Please help last Christmas.
Oh.
As in my head, I want to leave him, but in my heart, I can't. This is the picture of them.
Let me see his face.
Don't show the camera. She's like, he looks like a twat.
Ew.
He looks like a twat.
He looks.
I can see it in his eyes.
Right.
Looks like he loves himself.
The deceit in his eyes, those lying eyes and that lying smile. The cheek of him to even smile in this image is absolutely disgusting. Right. You better pack your bags, I think.
Pack your fucking bags.
Because listen,
get out.
January was a few fucking months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Your feelings don't, you know, develop. I mean, yes, they can, but I don't care. January was not that long ago.
Mm-mm.
And the way that he got on the phone to this girl while you're in bed, lie to her, it's disgusting. You don't deserve that at all.
No.
And the way he's just trying to lie to you, that angers me the most. Just
thank
like
God
trying to blindside you.
Thank God you had that dream.
Thank God you had that dream and checked his
phone. And went
phone.
Digging.
Disgusting.
We're
no, you break up
tonight.
With him. Look, just thank the universe.
Thank the universe.
That this wasn't, you know, a 3-year relationship that you're yeah. breaking up. At least you didn't waste two years with this
yeah.
guy. It's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
You've learned a lot
yeah.
of fucking shit, haven't you?
Look, like this is a massive, like, message from the universe.
Oh my God.
To be like, you are not on the right path currently. Please change path. This is your huge fucking
yeah.
sign in the middle of the road,
right.
saying do not continue
this relationship.
Change course. And I think
because also
some people are faced with these situations
yeah.
and they don't want to see it, and you go around the sun and you keep
yeah.
going down the same road, and then it only turns out 6 more months,
yeah.
2 years, whatever it's going to be, you're going to be in the same situation
right.
again. I heard this podcast this morning
yeah.
and she said that the reason she divorced from her husband mm. was why she called off the engagement. So they were engaged. She called it off. They got engaged again, got married,
just
had a couple kids, and then got divorced. And she said
obviously I don't regret it because I've got kids and they're amazing, but she said the reason why we got divorced was the same reasons that I called off the engagement all those years ago. So like, see the fucking huge sign
and change don't course. Ignore it.
Don't ignore it. Please.
Because also, this is no way to start a relationship. No. Like, you could be like, okay,
this isn't normal, you know, behavior.
It's not, this is not,
this
how,
is not no. how all relationships go. You hear things like, oh, lumps and bumps, you know, rough patches. This is not normal. But, you know, a lot of guys won't treat you like this. No. Like,
this,
this is not something that you have to put up with and accept normal. And get over.
It's not normal at all. It's not something you should just be like, oh, you know, we're past that now. No, because it's going to be repeated behavior. Doesn't matter if you weren't official back then and you are official now. Doesn't matter. No. He just met your family and he cheated on you. He cheated on you. Mm. You know, like, it's as simple as that. And if he did it once, he'll probably do it again because he felt like he could get away with it. Clearly, he thought he was so fucking slick with that, didn't he? He thought, oh, sweet, that was back in Jan.
Yeah,
it's fucking
he was so
August
good.
Now. She's not even figured it out.
Yeah.
Girls talk, babe. We can figure it out.
Just go
straight to the girl. Do you know what I mean? Because he's just going to fucking lie to you.
Yeah.
She's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because we've all got each other's backs.
Mm. That's how we roll here in the girls'
bathroom.
That's
how we roll.
Absolutely.
He actually makes me feel ill.
Pricks.
You should not want to touch him with a barge pole.
No. I'd be like, do you know what I mean? Get off me. Disgusting. I want to vomit in my own mouth.
Ew. How dare you?
Because the power you will hold. Oh. Break his fucking heart. I hope he's in love with you.
Yeah, same.
Stomp on it and crush it.
Fucking squeeze that heart out of his chest.
Rip it out.
Rip it out.
And it'll be his loss.
Absolutely.
His fucking
always,
loss, babe.
Always. He thought he had a good thing going. He thought, oh, I can dabble in this lingerie model
as
well.
And I don't care if he's crying on his knees on the floor.
Because he will be.
Because he will be. Because he knows I've really fucked. Yeah, you fucking
don't take
have.
Those crocodile tears.
No.
Okay.
No,
don't let
no,
that
no,
touch
no,
your heart
no.
and soul.
Because
okay?
remember, if he really loved you and worshipped you and all this stuff, he would never have done that. Okay?
If he respected you from the beginning, if he saw you, you know,
as this girl for life and this, wow, where's she come from?
Yeah, so he can fuck off.
Yeah, he can fuck off.
And no matter what he says,
don't believe it.
Don't believe it. Because he's gonna try and wiggle his way out with words.
Because he knows how to do that.
He knows how to speak clearly. Okay?
You just say
he spoke
too
on
late.
The phone to her for 2 hours.
Yeah,
he's clearly got away with this.
Right, jabber mouth.
Right, blabber mouth. So I wouldn't believe a
just
word.
Just say
that comes
save
out
your chat for the girl on the phone.
Yeah, save your chat for season.
His face is on my screen. Let me
get
that
get
off.
Get it off. Get it off.
Prick.
The lying
no
son
more.
Of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Such a weird son of a bitch.
That's
son
so
of a bitch.
Like, it's so, I feel like that was so American.
Yeah.
I've never said that. Son of you son of a bitch.
It doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
It's also like, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
It doesn't roll off my tongue.
You mother, you lying motherfucker.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Son of
I
a bitch.
I feel like that's like a something 50-year-old say, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a modern slang.
Modern slang. It's not, is it? Baby. Last one, guys.
What does a one-night stand mean? Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I don't know. This is an interesting question because it is what it is, isn't it? It's a one-night stand.
Mm. It's an intense
moment. Oh, but what does it mean relationship-wise? Are we something more than just the physical? Is that what she's asking? Anyway, we'll see.
We'll see.
So this dilemma is fresh for me, for reference. I'm writing this on Sunday, and this took place on Friday night. Oh,
fuck.
My fucking God. It's only Wednesday
it's not even
now.
Been a week.
It's not been a week since this incident occurred.
Oh,
so throughout my school years, there has been one boy that I've always had a situationship with. However, it was always quite one-sided, with me being completely obsessed and him being interested whenever he was bored.
Mm. Been there, done that.
Due to the coronavirus, my time at school was cut short, and I had not seen him for 2 years. He also got into relationship. Brackets. Not bothered.
Not bothered.
I wouldn't about that at all. I'm totally fine with the new girl being in the picture. Okay.
Not bothered, don't care.
So I'm now 18. Okay. This all started when I was 13. Jesus Christ, we're starting young. We're starting young.
God, these love affairs.
Fast forward to the weekend just been. I was out with my friends, very intoxicated.
As you do as 18. Out of the blue,
I receive a story reply. Always the way. Story reply. From Brian.
Heart eyes.
Brian's
flames.
In bold. Bearing in mind, we have had no contact since leaving school. So for 2 years. He started a general...
You've seen how you flourish.
Absolutely.
You thought, so, gosh, you're looking good these days.
Like a ripe melon. Bearing in mind, we've had no contact since leaving school. He started a general convo with me and ended up with offering to take me home, in which I agreed. Just pulling up in the whip. Hop in, Sarah. Sarah, not seen you in a while. Hop in. Let me take you home. And make sure you get home safe. I like that.
I like that. I
like the
that.
Offer, actually. Like, if you're going to offer me anything... Actually. Yeah, you can take me home, make sure I get home safe. Yeah. I'm a bit tipsy.
I think I'd fall for that for sure.
Same. It's a very smooth criminal little move.
I'd be weak at the knees.
Let me pick you up. Don't you get in that Uber. Let me pick you up with my whip. Oh, absolutely, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Do you mind taking my friends as well? Mm. Absolutely. Hop in. Right. Okay. I've lost my spot. Okay. After getting in his car, he asked if I wanted to go somewhere and speak.
Speak,
which we did for a while. Got a lot to catch up on. It's been 2 years.
Oh my God.
I felt brave enough to ask why he never treated me like I deserved. He replied, quote, I was too young and stupid to know what I had. He
what
knows
a line.
What to say. What a line.
I was too young, was stupid, I didn't know what I had when
true.
It was right in front
of
me.
He was 16.
True.
You know, it's a lot to learn when you're 16.
Get you out that blazer and tie and those bodycon dresses. He knows what's good for him.
Absolutely. Let's flourish into a young man.
Absolutely.
Strapping young lad. He knows what he wants. Okay. So, quote again.
He's got his license now. He's
driving
around. Yeah,
absolutely. He's whipping around. I was too young and stupid.
I hope we check that glove box, see if there's any underwear in there.
Oh, God. I was too young and stupid to know what I had. What a lovely line. That was everything I wanted to hear.
I bet it was.
Yeah, you're weak at the knees. Yeah. In the car. He says, take me now. Brian, you hit the nail on the head. I'm intoxicated. Let's go.
Let's go. Fucking that was hell. All I needed to hear.
All he had to say was, God, it's been a while.
Those are magic words.
God, you're looking good these days. How long has it been? 2 years. COVID really
You've
treated
grown up
you
a
right.
Lot.
You've grown up a lot. What are you doing these days?
You got a boyfriend?
Why don't you treat me well? 2 years ago, I didn't know what I had. I was too young and stupid.
Too young,
but I'm grown
stupid.
Now. Oh my
and
God.
I know what I want.
Be my boyfriend.
I'd be falling for that.
Fucking
hell. I'd fall for that today.
Oh, today.
This afternoon.
If I was picked up outside, whoa.
Absolutely.
Right. So, we're both in his car. You can only imagine what happened next.
Stop! Handbrake on and engage.
He drops me home.
At least drop me home.
I do not hear a single thing. Not even a good night. Nothing. Does that mean on text?
Yeah.
I somehow was shocked, even though he's always been like this. Oh, so he picked you up, had a bit of fun and dropped you off and didn't even follow through with the message.
Not even like, that was fun.
Yeah, not even like, that was a good
was
time.
Crazy.
The backseat. Right. Somehow I was shocked. Blah, blah, blah. The next evening, he was out with some of my friends.
So this was Saturday night. Just gone.
Literally. So Friday night he picked us up. Saturday night he's out again with some of my friends. I messaged offering a lift home. Returning the favor.
You've offered lift
I
home
like this.
Wink wink. Can I pick you up?
He took me off on my offer. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but came dressed prepared.
Got it.
She's prepared for
bit
anything
lingerie
that could approach
underneath.
Her. He approached my... Oh, my God. Okay. He approached my car with his ex and asked me to take them both back to his house.
What?
I burst out laughing. I thought he must be joking, but no.
Do you think I'm fucking a taxi company? Do you think I'm Uber?
I took them. And they walked...
No.
They walked in hand. The cheek of
Don't
this man...
Don't tell me you let them in the car.
Come on. Yeah. She said...
I would have been like,
them.
Are you fucking joking?
I took them and they walked in hand. I'd be like, do you know what I did with him last night?
In his
car. I was in his car. He told me he shouldn't let me go.
What? I'm sorry. How?
The cheek bold. Of, he's still a child. He's still a child.
That is so,
so bold.
Like,
he's got so much balls on him.
Wow. For him to pull up to your car with a girl, but hand also, in hand.
That's just nasty behaviour.
And be like, yeah, take us home.
Nasty.
I'm not a fucking taxi company. What are you on about?
I'm here to try and build a connection with you.
Right. Like, you offered to pick me up last night and we had this whole thing last night. I'm trying to reenact it.
It's just nasty. It's just very nasty. Like, you know that's going to hurt my feelings because you know how I feel about you.
Yeah. Like, and also like a mug because I'm now driving you two home. Like, you're my kids.
You should have just...
I would have just... windows up...
They get to the car about to grab a ring. That fucking hell. Right. Inside, I broke. She was always what I wanted to be.
Oh.
Wait, she was always what I wanted to be to him. Stop it now. I don't like this talk. I don't like this talk.
This guy is a prick.
Did the night before mean nothing to him? He has not left my mind since it happened, but is this different for males? Would he even have thought about me since it happened?
Right, because the question was, what do one night stands mean?
I can't help but feel sad and worthless. These are very... Oh, he's a fucking idiot for this.
Prick.
Should I get over the this time might be different mentality? This boy has such a hold over me. Please help.
Absolutely not. Throw him to the wolves.
She says she completely consented to having sex with him in this car.
Right. Okay. She was drunk.
Yeah. She said she completely knew what was going on. Right. So look, that's fucking... He fucking slept with you in his fucking car because he couldn't put you up. He gave you all those sweet nothings. Clearly didn't mean a word of it. And then the next day you're thinking... We're onto something here. You know, you think you're onto something here. Let me come pick you up. Absolutely. Okay. Oh my God. I'm going to go see Brian again.
Let me get ready.
Clean my fucking car out. Spray some shit in the car.
Shave my legs.
And he's walking over with scissors.
Disgusting.
Listen.
He could have just said, no thanks. No thanks. Don't need a lift tonight.
And then that in itself would have been a message. Yeah. To, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't have to...
Rub it in your face like that.
It's very nasty and childish behaviour. It shows that he's not matured in the 2 years that you've not seen him.
Not at all.
He's still a 16-year-old boy.
Absolutely.
He's treating, you know... Also, I feel sorry for that girl.
Yeah.
Because he just slept with you, babes.
Yeah.
You do not want to touch this boy with a barge pole.
No.
He's clearly a player. He's clearly just doing what he wants to do, thinking he can do whatever he wants because he's a big lad now. Fuck off.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Just because you're 18 now.
Don't let him
in
your car again, please.
If his mother knew how he was treating these
girls. She'd write her a letter.
Honestly, you should message her on Facebook.
Mm.
I'm sure she'd respond.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Just thought I'd let you know that I slept with your boyfriend. Your boyfriend.
Do you know what you need to do now?
In the car that you bought for him.
Let's roll back to a episode at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Venus car.
Penis car.
Bean.
Bean.
Get the beans.
And
pour them all over.
Because also it's such a message to the car.
Yeah.
The car is such a...
Hold some in. Bean it.
So we'll go...
Bake beans all over the car. Throw some glitter on there as well. What Absolutely. A fucking mess for him to wake up to and think... Fuck, how embarrassing. My car's being beaned.
Right. So you're going to rally your mates together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to take a trip to Asda.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the Asda own brand beans.
Yeah, make
much cheaper. Much
Not
cheaper.
Not getting Heinz.
He doesn't deserve Heinz.
No.
Doesn't deserve the
get
best.
Get them all over his car.
Get like at least 5 cans each.
Yeah.
You know, if there's
Drown
four girls.
Drown it in beans.
And he'll know exactly where it came from.
He'll know exactly where
and
it came
And you don't
from.
Have to say a word.
No.
And you just block
and
him.
Next time, because he will reach out again. He's going to reply to a story again. He will come back because they always come back. Ignore, you won't feel like it, but please, like, ignore, see it, and then don't reply. Make sure he knows you've seen it. Leave him on red.
Nothing more powerful.
So powerful.
Than him seeing that scene and he's just, it's ghost town.
Yeah.
Nothing
Silence.
More powerful. Nothing is more powerful than just ignoring.
Yeah.
And him knowing you've seen it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And just be like, no, I'm not interested in people like you.
No.
I'm not interested in people who have lowered my... Oh, this is you it.
Go. Right, write this down.
I'm not interested in people who I lowered my standards for.
Oh, absolutely. Your standards are way too high. Way too high.
I'm not interested in people who I lower my standards for. I'm not interested in people who disrespect me. No, not interested.
He can absolutely do one. You don't deserve that at all.
He will, when you, he will be feeling so like, oh, fuck. It will be such like a his loss moment. Yeah. You will just thrive.
He thought he was being so slick.
And you will soak up all the glory and you'll be like, oh, this feels good. This feels good.
Yeah. Because he thinks he's being so slick right now. He's just with you. He thinks he's got all the power in the situation because like you let them in the car and all this. So
Just you wait.
Fuck him. Just ignore it. He doesn't even deserve any of your words. He doesn't even deserve an argument.
The more like unbothered, don't care, you can be, the better.
And also, this is what my mum always used to say. When you're feeling a bit heartbroken, don't be sad.
Angry.
Get angry. Just be like, oh, fuck off. How dare you treat me like that? Get really angry at him and the disrespect and just let it be anger, not sad and upset and feeling sorry for yourself. Just let it be anger. Let that fuel you just moving on from this. And it always works.
Unbothered.
Unbothered, angry.
Unbothered is the word. Fuck off. Just keep saying that into your head. Unbothered, yeah. Unbothered.
And also, unfortunately, like this is just a stepping stone. It's just a learning curve.
He'll regret it.
You'll never, no.
He'll come back. He'll regret it, absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So leave mom red, then you have the power. Absolutely. You have the final thing of like, ha.
And you'll never get yourself into the situation again because you've been, you know what I mean?
No more lifts for anyone else.
No one's getting in my car.
No, absolutely not.
And if anyone offers me a drive home, no. I've got my own ride.
I'll
thank you.
Uber, thanks.
I don't need your car. Walk. I don't need your stinking car. No. It smells of beans anyway.
Yeah.
So.
On that note, guys.
It smells beany in here.
It smells like beans.
Did you have beans for dinner?
Oh gosh.
Right. No, all fuck right. Him. What
Thank
a prick.
You guys for listening. We're going into this week unbothered by boy shit.
Shit. Fuck off.
Can't be arsed.
Just say it.
We don't speak the language.
In your mind, just be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Can't be arsed.
It's not for you. Can't be arsed.
Have a good week, guys. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and follow us on TikTok and Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. Thank
and
you.
The Girls Bathroom book is now available. It's on the shelves. Waterstones, Bewitched Smith. It's in some Urban Outfitters.
Amazon.
Go get it. We want to see you with it. We hope you love it. It's
even
fantastic.
If you don't get it and you see it in the shop,
send me a pic. Yeah.
Tag it on your story. It's on the shelf. I just want to see it. So cute.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Love you.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.